was hoping to get out of preaching this morning. I've copped the first Sunday of the year preaching for the past 12 years, and I thought, at last, I'm team leader. I can get someone else to do it this year. I don't know. Just something about, you know, whether it impacts your holidays or whatever else. Anyway, and then as soon as I had that thought and was planning it, God just dropped this word into my heart, and it's so good and so challenging. And I just want to, cliche, we want to have the best year ever, don't we? Yeah. And I just believe I have three words that will help you to have the best year ever. Money back guaranteed. It's a really simple, it's not complicated message, but it is a challenging one. It's one that you'll not disagree with, but actually living it will be really challenging, as I found in the past few weeks as I try to put my words into action. There's just three words that I want to encourage you with today that I hope will echo throughout the year. Put God first. Put God first. Amen? Okay, thanks. Again, so simple, so challenging, so difficult, to be honest, but so worth it. Put God first. So, as is my want, I'd like you just to ponder, or even better still, just talk with someone next to you as to why do you think we should put God first? Why? Why put God first, and what does that look like? What does putting God first look like? All right, so just while I get myself a drink refresh, just for a couple of minutes, if you can turn to someone nearby you, just chat about why we should put God first and how should we put God first, okay? Please talk or ponder. Okay, thanks for pondering, discussing, putting God first. And it's a pretty significant part of what Jesus taught us, wasn't it? As he said, there's no more commandment more important, that the Lord our God is the one and only Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind and all of your strength. So I just want to very simply look at why God first, how we put God first, and when and where. What does it look like to put God first in the practicalities of life? But firstly, what were, again, one word, few word answers. Why should we put God first? I'll just work my way across the room. Beg your pardon? Best plans? Why should we put God first? Freedom. We can't do it in our own strength, otherwise things go skew-if. God's got good plans for us. Go to the planner. Any other thoughts? He's worthy. It's common sense. He loves you the most. Yeah, beautiful. He's good to us. Amen. Was there something else somebody said? There's safety. Yeah, it's not easy, but it's safe. That's great. So again, just a few thoughts. Why put God first? Because he is, as we're saying, he is the first, the last. He was around a long time before we were. It wasn't on August the 8th, 1967, in the beginning. God created Brad and the world around him. God's been around a long time, and he's going to be around forever. He is the creator of all things. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit, they've always been. It's a bit mind-blowing, but we put God first because he is first. We put God first because God created everything. Everything is his. And that beautiful passage, Christ is a visible image of the invisible God. It's so helpful that Jesus came because we get a visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created, as the supreme over all creation. For through Jesus, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth, everything. He made the things we can see, the things we can't see, thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world, let alone what we can see. Everything was created through him and for him. Everything's by Jesus, for Jesus. We also put God first because God made you so that he could enjoy you. A beautiful Psalm 139. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. And how precious are your thoughts about me. God loves you so much. He just has so many precious thoughts about you. You were made by him for his enjoyment. As someone suggested, put God first because God knows you the best. And yet, and still, he loves you the most. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Nobody can give us an experience of love like God does, and nothing can separate us from his love. It's worth putting God first. We put God first because we find our purpose in him. We can have jobs and we can have things to do, but our real reason for living will only ever be found in God. We are his handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus, so we can do things that God prepared, planned beforehand for us, taking paths he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he's pre-arranged and made ready for us to live. Amen? Put God first. He knows what you're wired for. He knows what you're going to enjoy. And put God first. Because if you put God first, you're going to have the best possible life. Putting God first is the cornerstone. It's the blueprint. It's just the recipe to have the best life ever. God wants you to have the best, not just the best year, but the best life ever. Jesus came so that you can have and enjoy life, not boring life, enjoyable life. Have it in abundance, to the full, to overflow. Amen. Put God first. Okay, so how do we put God first? How do we actually do that? And this is, again, man, when you put this into practice day after day, it ain't easy. It is not easy. It's simple, but it's challenging. Why is putting God first such a battle? At least three reasons why it's so difficult. It doesn't automatically happen, and it's not an easy thing to do. Firstly, the first commandment that God gave to his people, Israel, I'm the Lord your God. Remember me, I rescued you from the land of Egypt where you were in slavery. Now you're not. Firstly, you must have no other God but me. Why did God make that his first commandment? Because we will have other gods before him or aside from him or in place of him. And the Israelites didn't take very long to prove that one, did they? He's telling us because that's what's likely to happen if we don't choose to have no other gods but me. And we have a flesh, we have a sinful nature that doesn't want to put God first. And you will feel that flesh nature before this message is out. I guarantee it. The world does not put God first. You watch commercial television, social media, it doesn't put God first. There's no encouragement to put God first. And there's a very active enemy of God called Satan. Jesus talked about him a lot. Does not want God at all, let alone first. We have a sinful nature. It's really helpful to understand that there is a tension, every one of us. You're not the only one. It's really helpful to know that and encouraging to know that we always have this residual sinful nature that wants to do selfish things, the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And these two forces are constantly fighting each other. Helpful to know that. Recognize that. And don't be surprised. And don't make yourself guilty about having that challenge and the battle going on inside you. And the world. Don't love the world's ways. The world has nothing that the Father wants. It's this environment, this culture of the world. Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from him. The world and all its wanting is on the way out, but whoever does what God wants, you're set for eternity. And there's an enemy, as Jesus said. There is the devil. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. He is wanting to stop people connecting with God, let alone putting God first. Okay. How can I really put God first in life? Four quick things. So I want to go into the practicalities after this, but this is the challenge, because to actually realize putting God first, there's some helpful keys that I believe, and these are just what I felt God's encouraging us with. To humble ourselves, surrender ourselves, allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, and to choose God first. Probably the most, as one of the most profound verses in the Bible, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Pride is the sin that is pregnant with every other sin. And we need grace. Grace is God's unconditional love, and it's also his empowering presence. And when we humble ourselves before God, he lifts us up. It's the irony. We put ourselves down, God lifts us up. Humbling ourselves, surrendering ourselves. That beautiful verse, beginning of Romans 12, after Paul has explained all of the grace of God and all of his salvation and forgiveness and freedom in life. In view of all that, therefore I urge you, brothers, sisters, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Whoa. Holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. Surrendering yourself will help you to experience putting God first. And as Jesus said, if you want his life, if you want to follow him, if you want the life that he offers, you've got to deny yourself, disown yourself, give up yourself daily, take up your cross daily and follow him. And we have this gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us. The Holy Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. He's available to help us to put God first. We have received God's Spirit so that we can know the wonderful things that God has freely given us. Amen. And it's a choice. Choice. Our lives this year is a series of continuous choices. What are you going to do today? Small choices, big choices. And in everything, you get a chance to choose God first, to include God in every aspect of life, or at least choose him a bit more. That's my encouragement. Choose today whom you will serve. But if you're going to put God first, you need to put him first in your heart. And I believe that most people here have experienced that. But I just want to give that opportunity for anybody who hasn't yet put God first in their life. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you're saved for all eternity. You're saved into the family of God. You are saved into the life that Jesus intends for you. For it's believing in your heart that you are made right with God. It's openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Anyone who trusts in the Lord will not be disgraced. So I just want to pause and just pray. And again, if you've made that decision, I just encourage you to relish and remind yourself. And if you haven't yet made that decision, I just invite you to consider this prayer, receive this prayer, or pray this at some time. Father God, just thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for his sacrifice for me so that I can be forgiven for all that I do wrong or don't do right. Thank you that Jesus died not just for me, he died as me so that I can receive his righteousness, his right relationship with you. And I can receive the power that rose him from the dead, that can transform me from dead to life, to a whole new way of living. So I just accept you, Jesus, as Lord and Saviour. I repent, I turn away from my selfish way of living and just ask you to show me how to live and fill me with your Spirit so that I can live the way that you invite me to. And I just commit my whole life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And lastly, just the practicalities. I feel like I need to sit down for this bit because it's not, the last thing that God wants is this to be another list of rules. It's all about the heart posture about putting God first. It's not tick the boxes, but I just want to put some life example into this so that we can, again, just feel out that flesh nature that goes, really? So, how should we put God first? What were some of the areas that people discussed or came to mind when you think about where and how you might put God first? Anybody? Decision making? Money. Anything else that was discussed? Start of your day? Put God first. One more.
Prayer.
Praying. Put God first. Yeah.
Read his word.
Beautiful. And put it into practice. And that's, yeah, just want to feel God. Just there's eight areas that I felt challenged about what God challenges me about putting him first. But it's all of life, isn't it? There's nothing, no area that God says, oh, don't worry about putting me first in that. So that's the challenge, and that's why my encouragement is at least ask God to help you to put him first more. In our plans, Proverbs 3, what a classic piece of wisdom. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. He knows a bit more than what we do. He knows what's coming. He knows what you're like. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Isn't that a great expression? So in the minutiae, the big plans, the big changes, the big decisions, and the small ones, the daily ones. What am I doing today? Who am I going to meet? How am I going to spend my time? How am I going to spend my resources? All of our plans. Just in God, show me how I should do this. Put God first in our relationships. What a crazy challenging verse this is. It almost doesn't sound like Jesus, but it is. He said, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to follow me, if you want to live the life that I intend for you, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else. Your father and mother, your wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. Whoa. Jesus is perfectly loving. Jesus doesn't say this so that you hate people. It's to say this so that you put him first in his right place, so that all of your relationships will flourish out of putting him first. You put God first, your marriage, your significant relationships, they'll flourish. And it's so easy for us to put our spouse or our children or our best friend or our boss or somebody else first in our mind. But God's saying, no, put me first. All of those relationships will flourish. All of them. Money, don't go the money thing, will you? Put God first in our resources. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So mammon is not just money, it's the love of money. It's the desire for money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. You can't do both. It's just the truth. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all you produce. And again, it's not just the money thing. It's the posture of recognizing that everything we have comes from God. Nobody created anything that God didn't create. We play a part in it, agriculture or services or creative design or whatever we do, but God gives us the ability to do those things as well. And so just recognizing that everything came from God, but ultimately belongs to God. So it's not illogical to recognize God first, and that giving of the first fruits just goes well for life. He says, test him. He'll prove it really practically. Put God first in your resources. Again, so challenging to the flesh. We want to keep it for ourselves. We want to spend it on what we want to spend it on. It's asking God, what do I spend it on? Who do I give it to? Who do I buy from? How do I save? Putting God first in all of our resources. Putting God first in our health and diet. Our bodies are really important to God. They really affect our ability to relate to people, to relate to God, to do the things he's called us to do. So he asked to put him first. He knows our body really well, and our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. How often do we think, God, what do you want me to eat? What do you want me to buy? What do you want me to exercise? What do you want me to do with my sleep and my rest? Which is a real challenge for me, is how do I sleep really well? How do I allow God first in my sleep patterns? You do it, things are going to go well. I've just got a list of Netflix shows that I believe God says are really good and are really bad in the next slide. So, no, don't. This is a big one. I don't know about you, I've got this little device called a mobile phone, and it's got this thing called the interweb on it or something, and it gives you access to stuff everywhere you go, and there's lots of stuff that can be streamed. Do we put God first? God, what do you want me to watch? Who do you want me to watch it with? What's going to be good for me? What's going to be actually relaxing and enjoyable for me? Again, I'm not here to make rules for you. I want you to take this up with God yourself. He knows what's good for you. But can I read this beautiful verse? Paul's encouragement to the Philippian church. Whatever is true, whatever is honourable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there's anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, center your mind on them, and then plant them in your heart. What are you reading? What are you consuming? What aren't you reading? What should you be reading? Again, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just here to encourage you, put God first in your media consumption and your life will be better. Amen? Last two. When you put God first in your life, it's brilliant because nothing will ever go wrong. When you put God first in your life, things will probably be more difficult. Can I lower your expectations somewhat? Life goes on. Life happens. We will guarantee to face trials because God just loves using trials to mature us. We all will have fears that he wants us to overcome. We will all experience grief and loss of people or things or opportunities. And we will be disappointed by people, even church leaders. And God wants us to put him first in all of the mess of life. Because he will help you through it. He will help to make use of it even. Put God first in all the crap that happens in life, if I can use that word. Sorry if I couldn't. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. That sounds good. But we have to let this endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. It comes through fears, trials, grief, disappointments. Sorry to say it, it's true, but what we can do is put God first in our mess in life. Amen? This may be the last one, I can't guarantee it. Put God first in the boring bits of life. We all have stuff we just have to do. I have to drive half an hour each way to work and back. Sometimes that's boring, sometimes it's exciting. I have to do a finance and accounts that Nikki finds exciting. I might find not so exciting. But you just got to process stuff. And it's those bits that are annoying, boring. Put God first in them. Consider them an opportunity to worship God and see what happens. The boring bits of life. God wants to be involved in them. What a beautiful verse, Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and dependence on him, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Isn't that a great way to do life? Last one. Sorry, there is one more. We've all got work. No, work isn't necessarily paid employment, but whatever we get to do, the activities of our life, put God first in whatever we work at. Put God first, whether you're raising children, whether you're studying, whether you're creating things at work, whether you're doing stuff around the home, whether you're helping people out. Put God first in whatever he has called you to work at. Whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. That is, put it in your very best effort as something done for the Lord and not for men. You might think you're working for your pay packet or to keep someone happy. Consider it something done for the Lord, not for men, knowing with all certainty that it's from the Lord, not from men, that you will receive the greatest inheritance, which is your greatest reward. It is the Lord Christ whom you actually serve. Amen? Okay. Nearly there. So, in my conclusion, putting God first is really just doing what Jesus did. Jesus put God first. He came to earth to show us what life was about, and he did it so clearly. And so I just want to just pray through these four things, then I'll get our worship team back up to sing that first song we sang this morning. I'll tell you in a minute to do that. Jesus put God first. Jesus gave up his divine privilege. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God, even obedience to death, and died a criminal's death on a cross. So I humble myself, just like Jesus did. Father God, I pray that you'll help us to realize how powerful submission to you is, how powerful humbling ourselves, recognizing that you are God and we are not, that you created us and we are your beloved creation. So help us approach life this year from a position of humility, recognizing all that you want to give to us and the way that you want to lift us up. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus surrendered himself. I have not come down from heaven to do what I myself chose to do. No, my Father has sent me. I have come to do what he wants me to do. Jesus surrendered his plans, his life to the Father. And he invites us to surrender to him. So I pray, Father, you help us to live out this life, our lives this year, in a posture of surrender to you. Just giving our all, emptying ourselves in recognition that you have so much for us. And if we empty ourselves, you'll fill us up to overflowing. So in our plans, in our resources, in our relationships, in our work, and all that we can think of, Lord, help us to surrender ourselves and put you first. We ask for your help to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. To allow the Holy Spirit to lead me. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to go through the most difficult time, one of his most difficult times in life, where he's without food and drink for 40 days and tempted by the enemy. He was led by the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we just pray that throughout this year, we just allow you to lead us. We allow you to speak to us. We trust that we can hear God through you, that you are the gift that Jesus promised to guide us through life and the one that reminds us and helps us to put God first. Amen. And choose. The final one. Jesus chose God first. The ultimate sacrifice in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing exactly, well, probably a lot of what he's about to go through with his torture, his crucifixion, his betrayal, people turning away from him. Those powerful words, yet not my will, but I choose always yours be done. So Father, we want to choose you. We know that you have the best life possible for us this year. We pray as we humble, surrender, allow the Spirit that we make choices putting you first so that we can experience greater depths of relationship with you, greater fruit, more adventure, and more of your grace. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. So if I can invite the worship team up, and you just don't lose by putting God first, that other significant verse, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. But seek, aim and strive after first of all, his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then you get everything else that you want anyway. You don't lose by putting God's first. Everything that you need, everything that's your heart's desire, God gives that in addition. So I just want to invite you as we sing this, that first song again. Yeah. Choose it, do it, enjoy it, test it, wrestle with it, anticipate the challenge of it, testify to it, encourage others to do it.